sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us pray before we study.
当我们开始研究之前，我们先祷告。
我们的天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为你爱地上的每一个人。我们也感谢你赐给我们你的真理。我们今天要打开这个课本，求主帮助我们可以明白今天的题目，也愿主的灵感动每一位读者的心，使他们从这个课文里可以得到一些帮助，也可以使他们对他们将来知道，要是他们准备好就有很大的希望。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，Amen. Let us turn together to Lesson 68.
现在请翻到第六十八课。
Lesson 68.
第六十八课。
The subject is Be ye ready.
我们的题目是你们要预备。
We have been studying what Jesus told us would happen before his return.
我们已经研究过耶稣所告诉我们的在他复临之前所要发生的事情。
Each sign is a milepost.
每一个预兆都是一个里程碑。
As it were, indicating that every passing day brings us nearer to the great day.
他们指出每过去一天就使我们与那个复临的大日就更加接近。
In Mark 13:28 and 29, we read, From the fig tree, learn this lesson.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方。
As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves,
当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，
You know that summer is near.
你们知道夏天近。
So also,When you see these things taking place,
这样即使你们看见这些事成就，
you know that he is near,
也该知道人子近了，
at the very gates,
正在门口了。
When a person is at the gate or door of a person's home,
要是一个人到了一个人的家门口的时候，
it is just one step,Before he is inside,
他只要再迈一步就可以到里头去了。
The person may enter at any time.
那人可以随时可以进来。
What better illustration could be used of the nearness of Christ's coming?
还可以用什么更好的比喻来表示基督的来临已经临近了呢？
In another place, Jesus said,
在另外一个地方耶稣说，
Therefore, be ye also ready.
所以你们也要预备。
For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
因为在你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
This is Matthew 24:44.
这是马太24章44节。
God has not seen fit to tell us the exact hour of Jesus' coming.
上帝认为把耶稣来临的准确的日子告诉我们乃是一个不合宜的事情。
Christ said,
基督说，
But of that day or that hour,
但那日子那时辰，
No one knows,
没有人知道，
Not even the angels of heaven,
连天上的使者也不知道，
Nor the Son,
子也不知道，
But only the Father,
唯有父知道。
Mark 13:32,
马可13章32节。
If all on earth knew the time of Christ's coming,
如果世上的人都知道基督复临的日子，
many might wait until the last minute to get ready.
很多人一定会等到最后一分钟才准备。
The Lord does not want men to turn to him as one would to a fire escape only when destruction is imminent.
主不愿意世人当毁灭迫近的时候像跑向太平梯那个样子来归向他。
Those who put off salvation in order to enjoy the pleasures of sin longer,
那些为要享受最终之乐而迟延接受救恩的人
do not really love Jesus,
并不是真正的爱耶稣
nor appreciate his sacrifice for them,
也不是重视他为他们所做的牺牲。
People who cling to this world,
凡是要持守住这个世界的人，依依不舍的人。
Until it is ready for destruction,
直到世界趋近毁灭
would not be happy in heaven.
这样的人在天上是不会快乐的。
They show that they love sin.
他们表明他们是迷恋罪恶。
Those who are ready for heaven hate sin.
凡是准备要进入天国的人是恨恶罪恶的。
After Jesus enumerated the signs of his return,
在耶稣一一地提到了基督复临的兆头之后
he added,
他又说
Now when these things begin to take place,
一有这些事
look up and raise your heads,
你们就当挺身昂首
because your redemption is drawing near,
因为你们得赎的日子近了
Luke 21:28
路加21:28
This should be the picture of the Christian soldier today.
这应该是今天基督的精兵的一种写照。
He is optimistic.
他是乐观的。
With head uplifted.
他的头是抬着的。
And with hope in his heart.
他的心里面充满了希望。
In these words, Jesus emphasized the necessity of constant preparedness.
耶稣用这些话来强调经常准备的必须。
Be on your guard.
你们要谨慎。
See to it that your minds are never clouded by dissipation or drunkenness or the worries of this life.
恐怕因贪食、醉酒并今生的思虑累住你们的心。
Or else that day may catch you like the springing of a trap.
那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。
For it will come upon every inhabitant of the whole world.
因为那日子要这样的临到全地上一切居住的人。
You must be vigilant at all times.
你们要时时惊醒。
Praying that you may be strong enough.
祈求使你们坚强能逃避这一切。
To come safely through all that is going to happen.
能逃避这一切要来的事。
And stand in the presence of the Son of Man.
得以站立在人子的面前。
Luke 21:31-36.
这是路加21:34-36.
This is the Phillips translation.
这是英文的腓立译本。
The King James Version says,
英文的詹姆士王钦定译本说,
Watch ye therefore.
你们要惊醒。
And pray always.
常常祈求。
Satan wishes to occupy our minds with the cares of this life.
撒旦希望以今生的思虑来缠累住或者占据我们的心。
Many feel that they are too busy.
很多人感觉到他们是太忙了。
To make preparation for heaven.
要为天国做准备来太忙了。
They feel that all their time must be consumed in the struggle to maintain their existence here.
他们认为他们必须要以全部的时间消耗在维持生存的这种奋斗上。
Such become blinded to their real needs.
这些人他们的眼睛就看不见了，看不出他们真正的需要来。
It is time for us to arouse ourselves from indifference.
这正是我们提醒自己不要有一种冷漠的态度。
Regarding our future.
就是对于将来不要有一种冷漠的态度。
We must watch and pray.
我们必须要警醒祷告。
We must keep our eyes upon the events which are transpiring before us.
我们必须要注视那在我们面前所发生的事。
These are signs of Christ's return.
这乃是基督复临的预兆。
We must be awake to Satan's devices.
我们必须要醒过来，要认清撒旦的诡计。
We must pray fervently.
我们必须要恳切地祈祷。
For therein is the secret of constant preparedness.
因为这乃是不断的预备的秘诀。
H.M.S. Richards, the famous radio speaker,
著名的广播演说家李哲士牧师
tells this little story in one of his recent books.
在他最近所出的一本书里面提到了这样一个故事。
What Jesus said.
那本书的名字是耶稣说什么。
A man who loved children stopped at a certain school.
有一个很爱孩子的人，他有一天到了一个小学去。
And talked to the children.
跟那些孩子们谈话。
Upon leaving, he said.
在离开的时候，他就这样说。
I am coming back again sometime.
可是过些日子我要再来。
And I am going to give a prize to the boy or girl who has the cleanest desk.
并且我要给那个这个课桌最整洁的那个孩子有一个奖赏。
When are you coming back?
你什么时候回来呢?
The child asked.
那些孩子们问他说。
That I cannot tell.
那我就不能说出来。
Was his answer.
他这样回答。
One little girl, whose desk was usually the most disorderly one in the room.
有一个小女孩子，平常她的课桌在教室里头是最不整洁的。
Told her schoolmates that she intended to get that prize.
她告诉她的同学说，她打算要得到那个奖品。
You get the prize, the schoolmates scoffed.
你要得到奖赏，那个同学讥笑她说。
You will never get it.
你永远不会得到的。
Your desk is always out of order.
你的桌子老是不干净不整齐的。
But I'm going to clean it at the first of every week after this.
但是从现在起我就要在每个星期开始的时候把它整理好。
Yes, but what if he comes at the end of the week?
哦，但是如果他在周末的时候来呢？
Then I'll clean it every morning, she replied.
那么我就要在每天早晨整理它。回答说
But suppose he comes in the afternoon.
但如果他是下午来呢?
She thought a little.
他就想了一会儿。
Then she said,
然后他就说
I know what I'll do.
我知道应该怎么办。
I'll just keep it clean.
我只要保持它整洁就行了。
So it should be with us if we love the Lord's appearing.
如果我们要是爱慕主的显现我们也应该这样。
We must be ready all the time.
我们必须要时刻准备好。
We do not know when he will come.
我们不晓得他什么时候会来。
At evening.
在晚上。
At midnight.
在半夜。
In the morning.
在早晨。
Or at noon.
或者是在正午。
Are you ready, friend, for the king to come?
你的朋友，你有没有为这位君王的降临而准备好呢？
We have 10 vocabulary words at the close of this lesson.
这一课结束，我们一共有十个生字。
Lesson 68.
第六十八课
Lesson 68, number one.
第一个生字
Milepost
里程碑
Milepost Indicating
说明或者是指示
Indicating The third is fire escape
太平梯
Fire escape Four, cling.
抓住。
Cling. A child clings to the hand of the mother or the parent. Five, optimistic.
乐观的。
Optimistic. The opposite of pessimistic.
相反的就是悲观的。
Six, dissipation.
放荡
Dissipation 7 vigilant.
警醒。
Vigilant. 8. Arouse.
提醒。
Arouse. 9. Transpiring.
发生。
Transpiring. 10. Fervently.
恳切的，热切的。
Fervently. All right, we'll read the lesson, lesson 68, over in English.
我们要把第68课用英文再念一遍。
We have been studying what Jesus told us would happen before his return, or before his second coming. Each sign is a milepost, as it were, indicating that every passing day brings us nearer to the great day, or we speak of Christ's second coming, the day of his coming, as the great day. In Mark 13:28-29 we read, From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. When a person is at the gate or door of a person's home, it is just one step before he is inside. The person may enter at any time. What better illustration could be used of the nearness of Christ's coming? In another place, Jesus said, Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Christ always referred to himself as the Son of Man. God has not seen fit to tell us the exact hour of Jesus' coming. Christ said, But of that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. If all on earth knew the time of Christ's coming, many might wait until the last minute to get ready. The Lord does not want men to turn to him as one would to a fire escape, only when destruction is imminent. Now we say a person turns to a fire escape at the last resort, when there is no other hope. The Lord does not want us to turn to him as a last resort for salvation. Those who put off salvation in order to enjoy the pleasures of sin longer do not really love Jesus nor appreciate his sacrifice for them. People who cling or who hold on to this world until it is ready for destruction would not be happy in heaven. They show that they love sin. Those who are ready for heaven hate sin. After Jesus enumerated the signs of his return, he added, Now, when these things begin to take place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption or your salvation is drawing near. Luke 21:28. This should be the picture of the Christian soldier today. He is optimistic, with head uplifted, and with hope in his heart. In these words, Jesus emphasized the necessity of constant preparedness or the necessity of being ready at all times. Be on your guard. See to it that your minds are never clouded by dissipation or drunkenness or the worries of this life, or else that day may catch you like the springing of a trap, for it will come upon every inhabitant of the whole world. You must be vigilant at all times, praying that you may be strong enough to come safely through all that is going to happen and stand in the presence of the Son of Man. The King James Version says, "Watch ye therefore and pray always." Satan wishes to occupy our minds with the cares of this life. Many feel that they are too busy to make preparation for heaven. They feel that all their time must be consumed in the struggle to maintain their existence here. Such become blinded to their real needs. It is time for us to arouse ourselves from indifference regarding our future. We must watch and pray. We must keep our eyes upon the events which are transpiring or coming to pass before us. These are signs of Christ's return. We must be awake to Satan's devices. We must pray fervently or earnestly, for therein is the secret of constant preparedness, or of being prepared at all times. H.M.S. Richards, the famous radio announcer or radio speaker, tells this little story in one of his recent books, What Jesus Said. A man who loved children stopped at a certain school and talked to the children. Upon leaving, he said, "I am coming back again sometime, and I am going to give a prize to the boy or girl who has the cleanest desk." "When are you coming back?" the children asked. "That I cannot tell," was his answer. One little girl, whose desk was usually the most disorderly one, told her schoolmates that she intended to get that prize. "You get that prize?" the schoolmates scoffed. "You will never get it. Your desk is always out of order. But I'm going to clean it at the first of every week after this." "Yes, but what if he comes at the end of the week?" "Then I'll clean it every morning," she replied. "But suppose he comes in the afternoon?" She thought a while. Then she said, "I know what I'll do. I'll just keep it clean." So it should be with us if we love the Lord's appearing. We must be ready all the time. We do not know when he will come, at evening, at midnight, in the morning, or at noon. Are you ready, friend, for the King to come? And this is a question each one of us should answer today.
这是我们每一个人今天所必须要回答的问题。
It would be very sad if some of us, knowing that Christ is coming soon, would be unready when he does come.
要是我们中间有人已经知道耶稣什么时候来，而他来的时候却没有准备好，那就是一种非常可悲的事情。
So let us all get ready together.
我们应该一同准备好。
And then we can live with our Savior eternally in the coming kingdom.
这样我们就能在他即将来临的国度中永远的与我们的救主 同住了。
May the Spirit of God be with you each one until the next time is my prayer.
愿上帝的灵与你同在，直到下一次我们再研究的时候，这就是我们的祷告。